Hey guys, Jin here. 英语问备课终要开杠咯。最近的天气实在是太热了，热得像是被火烤一样，是另类的烤肉吧，烤人肉啦。所以要来聊聊火焰薄饼，也算是符合天气的主题啦。Today, I have a special focus on the delightful French-German specialty, also known as Flammkuchen, or Tarte Flambé. On the show, I will talk about the origins, differences, and unique aspects of this delicious dish. Focus, 聚焦, delightful, 令人愉快的, specialty, 特产, also known as, 也被称为, origin, 起源, difference, 差异, unique,独特的 aspect 角度方面。首先来说说 Flammkuchen 这个名字的意思。The dish is called Flammkuchen in German. German 德文 Flammkuchen 是德文，意思是火烤蛋糕。Tarte Flambé 是法文 French 法文。Tarte Flambé 意思是火烤的塔，像是蛋塔、苹果塔那一类的点心。不过这个塔或者是蛋糕并不是我们熟悉的，加了很多的糖、奶油、鸡蛋，吃起来轻盈蓬松的那种精致点心，反而比较像是 pizza。That's right, Flammkuchen, also known as German pizza, is indeed, a delicious specialty that originated from the regions of Alsace in France. It is a thin, crispy flatbread topped with various ingredients. Indeed, 的确, originate, 起源, region, 地区, crispy, 酥脆的, various, 各种不同的, ingredient, 食材。Flammkuchen 的外观看起来像是一大块薄脆的饼皮，上面有各样的配料，的确跟意大利的 pizza 很像，所以被称为 German pizza 德国披萨。名字上和视觉上有的相似性，可能就会激起披萨爱好者的好奇心。但是 Flammkuchen 有它自己的历史根源和文化，与其称它为德国披萨，我觉得有一个更符合原文叙述的名字，就叫做火焰薄饼。Now, let's dive into the origins of Flammkuchen. 这个 Flammkuchen 的起源地在法国一个叫做 Alsace, 阿尔萨斯的地方。啊，朋友可能会想，一道起源于法国的料理，为什么会有德文名字呢？因为 Alsace, 阿尔萨斯也曾经是德国的领土，不过那已经是四五百年前的事情咯。德国和法国两个文化在同一块土地上交融，而产生了非常特殊的料理。That's why Flammkuchen is considered as French-German culinary fusion. 对于葡萄酒有点研究的朋友，可能对 Alsace 阿尔萨斯这个地名觉得有点耳熟。没有错，阿尔萨斯是法国有名的白葡萄酒产区，它也是今天的主题料理 Flammkuchen 的起源地哦。Alsace is an important wine-producing region. It means that Flammkuchen goes best with Alsace wine. It's actually my personal preference.
但是就算是个人偏好也没有关系啊，吃饼喝酒，美味食物最能够抚育人心了。
Let's highlight the distinct differences between Flammkuchen and pizza. Traditionally, both pizza and Flammkuchen are baked in a super hot oven until the crust becomes crispy and the toppings are cooked.
Highlight, 强调, distinct, 独特的, traditionally, 传统上, crust, 饼皮。火焰薄饼和意大利披萨都是在饼皮上放配料，进极热的烤箱里烘烤，烤到饼皮爽脆为止。但是火焰薄饼并不是意大利披萨，也不要称它为德国披萨哦。
Exactly. Flame Cohen and Pizza have their distinct characteristics and differences despite some similarities. Exactly. 确切的 characteristics, 特点 despite, 尽管 similarity, 相似性。那么火焰薄饼和意大利 pizza 有什么不一样呢？
Well, they may share some resemblances. Flammkuchen sets itself apart in several ways. For instance, the dough used in Flammkuchen is thin, unleavened, and consists of flour, salt water, and a touch of foil. This results in a different texture compared to the thicker yeast-based dough using pizza.
Resemblance, 相似之处 set apart, 区别开来 several, 几个 for instance, 例如 dough, 面团 unleavened, 无酵母的 consist, 包含 a touch of, 少许 texture, 质地 compared to, 与相比 yeast-based dough,以酵母为基础的面团。火焰薄饼和意大利披萨一样都属于薄饼类的面食，但是火焰薄饼的面团是不加酵母，它是使用没有发酵过的面团来制作，而意大利披萨的面团呢，它会使用酵母经过长时间的发酵，所以意大利的披萨呢使用的是有发酵过的面团，那所以这两个薄饼面食的口感和风味呢，最后的成品它是非常不一样的。
They are absolutely different. The absence of yeast in Flammkuchen dough makes it easier to work with and allows for quicker preparation. Unlike pizza dough, there's no need for rising time, although resting the dough for about 20 to 30 minutes is recommended for proper hydration.
Absolutely, 绝对的 absence, 缺席 allow for, 提供 preparation, 准备 there's no need for,没有必要 rising time 发酵时间 resting the dough 让面团静置 recommend 推荐 proper 适当的 hydration 水和少了酵母的火焰薄饼面团在制作上因为不需要等面团发酵制作的时间会比较短面团也会比较好操作哦。那除了面团的做法不同以外饼皮上的配料酱料有没有什么不一样呢
Pizza typically uses tomato sauce while Flammkuchen uses creme fraiche as a base sauce whichGives it a creamy and tangy flavor.
Creme fraiche, 法式酸奶油 creamy, 奶油般的 tangy, 味道香浓的 flavor, 风味。第二个不一样的地方是意大利披萨上抹的是番茄酱而火焰薄饼上的酱料呢是法式酸奶油。饼皮上的酱料对于薄饼的风味有关键性的影响，一个是番茄酱，一个是酸奶油，完全是无法放在一起比较的口味了。
It's fascinating how the sauce plays a significant role in defining the flavor profile of Flammkuchen. Now let's talk about the toppings. How do they differ from those used in pizza?
Fascinating, 迷人的 significant.重要的 define 定义 the flavor profile 风味特点 topping 配料 differ 不同既然火焰薄饼上抹的是酸奶油那想必搭配的料头也会和意大利披萨很不一样咯
Flammkuchen has its own set of classic toppings. One of the most quintessential combinations includes thinly sliced caramelized onions and smoky bacon bits, which contribute both sweetness and umami notes. A set of 一组 classic 经典的 quintessential 典型的 combination 组合 include 包括 carmenized 焦糖化的 contribute 贡献 sweetness 甜度 umami notes 鲜味。首先是洋葱，令人销魂的洋葱，以及优质丰厚烤的脆脆的培根。However, the versatility of Flammkuchen allows for a variety of creative toppings, such as smoked salmon, lardin, horseradish, Gruyere cheese, mushrooms, Spanish, and many more. Versatility, 多样性, a variety of, 各种不同的, creative, 创意, salmon,鲑鱼 Lardin 咸猪肉 Horseradish 山葵 Gruyere cheese 格吕耶尔甘酪 Mushroom 蘑菇 Spanish 菠菜。火焰薄饼还可以做成甜点，我看过有的食谱是在饼皮上放苹果薄片，撒上肉桂粉还有砂糖进烤箱烘烤，光想象就觉得好适合天气冷的时候吃哦。 Be sure to explore different topping combinations and unleash your creativity, whether you stick with the classic onion and smoked and bacon version, or venture into savory or even sweet variations. Flammkuchen promises a delicious journey. The possibilities are endless. Explore, 探索, unleash, 发挥, creativity, 创造力, stick with, 坚持使用, version, 版本, venture into, 冒险尝试, savory, 咸味的, variation, 变化, promise, 具有, journey, 旅程, possibility, 可能性, endless, 无尽的。朋友们可以发挥创意，尝试不同的食材搭配，火焰薄饼可以是咸点，更可以是甜点。The simple dough and versatile toppings make it a delightful and convenient dish to prepare. I encourage everyone to try making Flammkuchen at home. The dough used in Flammkuchen is thin, unleavened, and consists of flour, salt, water, and a touch of oil. Simply mix the ingredients for the dough until well combined. Versatile, 多用途的, delightful, 令人愉快的, encourage,鼓励。对啦对啦，做法真的很简单，面粉加水加一点油，揉成一个面团，不必打到扩展，不必手套膜，更不用等发酵，真的很简单。Allow the dough to rest for a while, allowing the gluten to relax. Then, using a rolling pin, roll the dough into thin sheets. For a while, 一段时间, gluten, 麸质, relax, 放松, rolling pin, 擀面杖。松弛好的面团静置一下，会让原本坑坑巴巴的面团变得光滑细致，而且呢，在面筋松弛之后，再擀成薄片的时候呢，才不会一直回缩。Now, this is where the magic happens. Spread a generous amount of the creamy base sauce onto the dough, ensuring every inch is covered.Top it off with your preferred combination of ingredients, unleashing your creativity. From classic onion and bacon to innovative variation like salmon, horseradish, or Gruyere cheese, the choice is yours. Spread, 涂抹, generous, 大方的, amount of, 一定量的, base sauce, 底酱, ensure,确保 preferred 喜好的 innovative 创新的，抹上酱料，放上配料，做成咸点、甜点都可以，随你处置。Preheat the oven to the highest temperature and place the Flammkuchen on a baking sheet. Allow it to bake until the edges are golden and the crust is dry and crispy. Temperature 温度 edge 边缘。磨好酱料，放好配料，烤箱预热到最高温，通常是摄氏230度到250度，家用烤箱大概就是这个温度，然后把面皮放进烤箱里头，烘烤到面皮干爽薄脆。
It offers a unique culinary experience that can be enjoyed as an alternative to traditional pizza.
Offer 提供 unique 独特的 alternative 替代品。除了意大利披萨以外，还有许多不同的薄饼类料理。每年到了中秋节烤肉，英语文备课中都会介绍一款薄饼料理。过去聊过烤肉面包。Grilled flatbread 荷叶饼 Lotus leaf flatbread 阿拉伯口袋饼 Pita 意大利佛卡夏面包 Focaccia 等等
It's important to appreciate Flammkuchen for its own merits and cultural significance rather than comparing it directly to pizza. Each dish has its own history, ingredients, and regional influences that contribute to its identity.
Appreciate, 欣赏 merit, 优点 cultural, 文化的 rather than, 而不是 directly, 直接的 influence, 影响 identity, 特性。是的，火焰薄饼和披萨和其他的薄饼类料理都有它自身的历史和文化意义，会受到它的地区或者是使用到的原料的影响而发展出不一样的特色。所以这就是为什么不能直接把料理套个某某地的披萨来把它命名，因为这好像所有的薄饼都长得一样，但其实不是这样。那这也就是为什么近年来Fusion cuisine 融合菜这个词充满了争议点的原因。
Hello， 那么今天的英语文备课中说故事聊烘焙就聊到这里。I hope you enjoyed this episode and that it has shed some light on this wonderful world of Flammkuchen and inspired you to explore the flavors of this dish.If you like what you hear, please rate, review, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast tab.
感谢朋友的 donate, 感谢朋友的订阅，更感谢朋友收听到最后。Your support means a lot to me.备课中的网站有文字笔记，可以善用网站的搜寻功能，找到你所需要的资料。Be sure to tune into the next episode. 记得要继续回来收听英语文备课中。Bye!